That's pretty much what I have on my agenda right now, is to go out and learn a game plan and prepare as though I am the starter. So anything can happen. I just have to be prepared.
Would you be surprised if all three of you played?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, at this early in the game, I feel that, you know, nobody has established themselves yet. So I think that everyone's going to get the opportunity to go out there and, prove that they deserve to be on the field.
What's the one thing said that you need to work on that's the difference right now between you being the starter and being the third stringer? What is it?
I think I have everything as far as physically ready on the field. I think I have that packed down. I think one thing that I need to work on is basically getting mentally focused, not having many missed assignments, and pretty much do everything that they require me to do.
Very good. Thanks.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where you're saying the starter's not going to be known until just before kickoff? Did you ever have anything like that in college?
Yeah, definitely, all the time. In college, I was always battling, and I had a lot of guys that were around me that played running back that was definitely good enough to be a starter anywhere else, in college football. So I faced that ever since I was a freshman. You know, I've always been around people that could have been a starter, so it's nothing new to me.
Was it difficult to deal with at first, or was it always something you can accept?
It's something that I can accept because I'm a patient person, and I feel that when I get the chance that I'm going to make the most of it, so never was really any pressure.
Is it hard to, you always hear running backs talk about how hard it is to come in and out and in and out versus getting into the flow of the game with the defense? I mean, is that something that the three of you are going to have to do?
That's getting into the flow of a game really is not my downfall. I feel that I can come in the first play of the game and, do well, or come in at the last play of the game and do just as good. So that's really not my big flaw right now. But, of course, being into the flow of the game, actually does help you progress to become, better as the game goes on. But none of that really doesn't matter.
When he says it's all about practices the best this week, do you believe that? And if so, does that create extra pressure for you?
No pressure at all. No pressure at all. Like I said, that I feel, that everyone will get their opportunity to go out there and try and prove to the coaches that they deserve to be out there playing on the field. So whether I play, whether I don't play, I'm still going to take that same aspect, the same perspective, and go in week two and do the same thing that I'm doing this week, and that's prepare to be the starter of that game. And if I happen to be the starter, then, I'm ready. If I don't, then I'm still going to be ready. Yeah, definitely. I feel that, nothing physically has taken away from me, as far as like the first preseason game to now. So I feel that I can still go in there and be a productive back.
What are you going to do? What do you do in 3 days of practice to put yourself ahead of the other two?
Just basically go out there and, like I said, prepare, learn the game scheme that they have planned, and learn all the assignments, and that's all you can do right now. It's nothing really, outside of those lines that you can do to help yourself, become that starter.
Do you really believe the decision has been made?
Of course I believe that.
I'm just saying, in terms of, you've gotten the whole preseason, they've had the evaluation process for 3 days away of practice. Do you think that they still are thinking three practices are going to make the decision? Or do you think, they have an idea and then maybe somebody can do something in practice to change their minds?
Well, I still feel that this decision is not made because, somebody could go out there and just mess up a whole practice and put themselves behind the eight ball. So, that definitely is, what they say is true. So I just have to be prepared and prepare myself, as though I was the starter or the third string player. We all prepare the same way.
The perspective nationally seems to be that the Broncos have some question marks in the backfield. Obviously, you guys show the preseason, you guys all can play small. And if you look at your guys' experience with Mike and yourself in terms of carries in the NFL, there's not a lot of carries. What's your response to that in terms of how this team is going to run the ball this year, no matter who we look back?
I think that we have a great group of guys as far as running the ball. I think the rest is going to be up, you know, to one of the players to go out there and you know, be mentally focused and not make, you know, more mistakes than the player beside him.
How good does it make you feel knowing that Mike still hasn't made a decision, meaning that you're definitely still in this mix?
I feel good. You know, I feel that I'm blessed in this opportunity to be in a situation like this, to come in and we not really have our starter, you know, put on paper. So I feel that there's still a chance for me to go out there and be productive and be a productive back.
Mike says he's going to keep you guys in the dark until the very end. What do you think of that?
I think that's a good thing. You know, everyone's pretty new at this situation besides Tatum, but I and Mike, you know, are pretty new at this, and we can't let our guards down, and that's basically what he's saying, that anybody can slip up or slip down, and he just wants us to stay on our toes and prepare like we are the starter. You know, everyone needs to prepare the same and be ready for the game Sunday.
Your thoughts heading into this opener?
I really don't think much about all that, but only to prepare myself and go out there mentally prepared as though it is a preseason game or as though it is a championship game. So it really doesn't matter. I'm going to go out there and prepare the same.
What's your confidence level right now?
I feel real confident. I said earlier that, you know, I've been taught well and I feel confident about what I've been coached upon. So I feel that I can go out there and handle my own.